Right, I'm with Ken Seeney. We're here at Sturchley Community Centre at the second Splash Back in Time event, and Ken has very kindly popped out of the tea dance that he comes to here every Tuesday to tell us about his memories of Sturchley Baths. So, Ken, just tell us about your memories of Sturchley Baths.
Well, my first memories is we used to come down, half a dozen of us, from work, eat our dinner hour from the factory centre, especially in the hot summer, to cool off in the baths. Although I couldn't swim, I really enjoyed jumping in and getting the water up to my neck and cooling off.
So was it very hot and stuffy where you worked?
Very stuffy and hot in these little factories. As any little factory, very stuffy and hot. And it used to be we could work a better afternoon after being in the baths.
Fantastic. So a nice lunchtime sort of cool down.
It cooled us off, yes.
Yeah. And so a group of you used to come down?
A group of us used to come down to the baths. We used to hop on the bus and come down, and hop on the bus and go back.
Fantastic. Do you remember the name and of the place where you worked?
Yes. The name of the company was Middleton & Johnston.
Okay.
They don't exist anymore because both Mr. Middleton and Mr. Johnston retired.
And what was the nature of their business?
Tool making.
Okay. Oh, so I imagine, yeah, with the machines and...
All the machines,
got quite
yeah,
hot.
Yeah. I was a toolmaker, centre lathe turner. So I turned the parts for them, for the bench hands to put together.
Okay. And do you know what sort of decade that would have been where you used to go in your lunch break?
Oh, I can't remember that. Long time ago.
Not to worry.
Late 50s.
Oh, okay. And what did it look like inside the baths at that time?
We thought it was quite comfortable, you know.
Yeah.
You look cubicles to get your clothes off and...
Yeah.
And you could always keep an eye on the door because there was around the swimming area, you know.
Oh, yes, I've seen the old photos of the...
Yes.
Literally just a few feet
from
the pool.
Changing rooms just
it?
Around the edge, you know,
yes.
So you could do...
Yeah.
You always keep an eye on your goods.
And how did they organise the changing? Was it sort of separated men and women?
I can't remember. I think it might have been one way and ladies the other side. But I don't know. But those little cubicles, just enough to get your clothes off. I wouldn't say you could swing a cat in there, but that was big enough, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
And some hooks to hang your clothes on.
Yeah. And what a lovely thing to do in your lunch hour. Go.
Yes.
You know, go for a swim.
And then, of course, in the war... me and my girlfriend, as she was then, she now my wife, we used to go dancing there.
You went dancing when they boarded
the baths over.
Oh, fantastic, Ken.
Yeah.
I've seen some great photographs of the dances there.
I think they boarded over so they could use it for a first aid place in emergency of bombing.
Oh, okay.
They did the same with the armour baths, boarded them over. It's an emergency place because if the hospital got full, if there's a big bomb going to drop somewhere, there'd be a lot of injured. And so they could take them there.
Yeah, I never knew that.
Yes.
Just going back to the dances, what do you remember about those? Taking your girlfriend who became your wife there, was that a really good night out?
Oh, we had a good night there, yes. Oh, it was really good, yes. We missed it when it stopped. But we used to have a good night there, yes.
Can you remember some of the bands that used to play there?
Oh, no, I mean, you're going back too far now to remember the names. There's had some good bands there, but I can't remember the names, you know. I think we've seen mostly the same one when we went every time, you know.
Yes.
A sort of resident band, I think it was.
Yeah. And what was the atmosphere like in the baths for those dances?
Oh, it was lovely, yes. It was get packed for the dancing.
Did it?
Yes, yes. Oh, yes, lots of people went there. I used to have some friends, and we used to come down on our bikes and leave our bikes at our girlfriends, because my mates and I all come from Woody Castle, but our girlfriends lived in Sturchley and Selly Park, so we used to come down on our bikes and then walk up to the swimming baths, yes. It was worth coming all the way there from Woody Castle to get a nice little dance.
Fantastic. What kind of distance is that then between Woody Castle and Sturchley?
5-6 miles, perhaps. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, blimey, I bet you were tired out after cycling and then going dancing at the end of the night.
We should enjoy it, and you got to walk then down back to my girlfriend's, I think the boy cook was outside the, her house, leaning against her pie, and it was safe in them days. You didn't have to lock them, you just left it there.
Just left it there, yeah.
You couldn't do that today, so we'd take it.
So with, obviously, Sturchley Bass, the building, has been out of use for a number of years now, but there's this plan to bring it back into use as a community centre. What do you make of bringing the building back into use?
Well, it's better than what it is now.
Yes.
It's looked a right eyesore for years now. I used to say it's a pretty big lorry can't run into it and knock it down, I used to say. But let's hope it's a success, because we're looking forward to moving into there for our dances.
Yes. Just tell us about your dances. Do you come here every Tuesday?
Every Tuesday.
For the tea dance?
Every Tuesday, except when some weeks they have to say we can't come for some reason or other. Somebody else has got the room, a special occasion or something, you know.
Yeah.
But we're here most Tuesdays. And we've been dancing here now for 22 years.
Blimey, have you been coming room, all that time?
In that room.
Fantastic.
I've run it myself for 4.5 years, me and my wife. I took it off the original people that started it. Due to illnesses, they had to pack it up. I took it over 4.5 years, but then I said I'd had enough and I got somebody else in the room to take it on, which they're doing a good job.
Fantastic. Well, Ken, it's an absolute pleasure to talk to you, and thank you so much for sharing your memories with us.
My pleasure. Thank you much.